So you'll hear a lot in the concept of electronic discovery, this idea of EDRM, the EDRM model. And I'm sure that's familiar to quite a few of you, but that just means the electronic discovery reference model. Impress your friends at dinner tonight with that acronym. But really, this has changed a little bit over the last few years. I think 2014 saw a fairly significant addition in adding the concept of information governance as part of the EDRM. But really, at the end of the day, we're talking about identifying, preserving, collecting electronic information, processing, review, analysis, and then producing that and then using the resources that we have for presentation. This is what a typical EDRM workflow will look like. It can be rather expensive, but you know, starting with identification and preservation of documents, we'll go into this a little bit more later. And then once we've identified what we want, we're collecting. A lot of times some pitfalls there when we're getting duplicative information, duplicative devices, things that we know are going to be non-responsive, but we're just going to grab them anyway in an abundance of caution. And then that horrible call that you get 2 days before your discovery deadline comes up that, oh, Bob forgot that he's got another laptop that he did all of his work on relevant to this case. Can we go get that right now? I can't tell you how many calls that I've gotten about that. And it still gives me a tummy ache for everybody involved. And then the bulk of both cost and time within the EDRM model is this idea of processing and then into hosting, review, and analysis. Regardless of the concept of how much money you are spending on the technology associated with your document review, 9 times out of 10, the bulk of your time and your money is going to be spent in attorney review. And so that's really where you can see the most savings and the most efficiencies gained. And then production, also issues with, you know, are you inadvertently producing privileged, non-responsive documents with or without a clawback? Have you generated a TIFF so you can review every single document? When we talk about TIFF generation, that's typically priced in the 2 cents to 3 cents a page range. But if you were talking about millions upon millions of documents, that certainly adds up. And then presentation, have you had any support whatsoever and experts that can assist you if you get into trouble? So, when we think about adding technology to the mix, we're really wanting to maximize our efficiencies from a timing perspective and obviously from a cost perspective. So when we use our friend technology, what we see is certainly savings in cost and then savings in time. So if you see on the corner of the screen over here, there's a representative matter. It's a matter that our firm worked not terribly long ago, in which there were approximately 2 million documents that were preserved. Of those, we collected and harvested about 1.5 million documents, processed 1.2 million, and then about 750,000 of those were eventually host and gone into review. So if we were to do the traditional approach where we collect everything, we process everything, we review everything, you're talking about $850,000 spent over the course of that review. When we apply just smart technology, that number goes down about 67%, and the time savings are significant as well. So, starting with preservation and collection. The term, so we're all on all fours, I think everybody's familiar with the idea of ESI, but ESI is just electronically stored information. It's changed as far as what we think of as encompassed in ESI over the years. It wasn't too terribly long ago that when we thought ESI, that's really just a matter of, okay, I need to make sure I've got email of my clients preserved. If they've got office documents or some spreadsheets, let me grab those. I remember a time where getting email was still, go print off the email that you think is important to this case and give it to us so I can and have it again in my beloved Manila folders. Those days are gone. PDFs, which probably were not searchable at the end of the day. And even encompassing all of this, we're really talking about maybe gigabytes of data that you wouldn't expect to have a custodian with more than 2 or 3 gigs of usable, relevant data that you'd need to look at. But now we're really leaving the realm of gigabytes of data, and we are into terabytes of data. I was thinking about it. I got on the plane this morning with probably about 500 to 600 gigs of data with me. And I would imagine that all of you in the room are probably in around the same range, if not more. But when you think about, okay, I've got my laptop that I always have with me and all of its wonderful contents. I've got my work cell phone that's a computer unto itself. I've got my personal cell phone, which is a computer unto itself. I've got those USBs that are hanging out in the bottom of my bag that make my evidence technician at work crazy when she can't find them. And if any of you are working with like a big fat Mac in the audience today, you know, you may have 750 gigs or a terabyte just on that one drive.